What happens next? Once a concern or incident has been recorded and reported, it is the responsibility of the safeguarding main point of contact to decide what to do next. This could include continuing to monitor the situation or conducting an investigation. If it is decided that action needs to be taken or information needs to be shared, consent must first be given by the individual with whom the concerns are about. If a person does not give their consent, their wishes should be respected, except in exceptional circumstances, such as any of the following. The person lacks the mental capacity to make that decision. Other people could be at risk. Sharing the information could prevent a crime. The alleged abuser has care and support needs, and may also be at risk. A serious crime has been committed. Staff are implicated. The person has the mental capacity to make that decision, but they may be under duress or being coerced. A court order or other legal authority has requested the information. You will then be able to refer to this record at any time in the future to provide evidence of the abuse, if needed. If a service user with the ability to consent has refused assistance, this must be respected. It is extremely important to keep an accurate record of this decision. These decisions should be reviewed regularly, and assistance should continue to be offered. A balance must be sought between the service user's decision-making freedom and your requirement to protect them.